Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We're looking back today on the recovery of one Western Massachusetts community a year after it was ravaged by a tornado. Munson is a town of about 8,000 residents, halfway between Springfield and Sturbridge. Last June 1st, a tornado that started in Westfield and did extensive damage in Springfield then tore through Munson. It damaged or destroyed hundreds of homes there, along with the town hall and the police station. Bethany Road, a residential street near Munson's downtown, was particularly hard hit. Pia Rogers lived there.
We're fine. It's just stuff. Right?
WBUR Morning Edition host Bob Oak spoke with Rogers the day after the tornado and recently visited her again to see how she and her family are faring.
When we met Pia Rogers on June 2nd last year, she was in shock and outwardly, frankly, rather jovial, considering her family's old colonial home had literally blown away. Just the granite front steps, the foundation, and the basement door remained on their lot on Bethany Road in Munson.
Absolutely nothing else here.
Nothing.
Where did the house go?
It's up there, and it's over there, and it's over there, and some of it's in Milton, Mass.
Because you've heard that some of your paperwork ended up in Milton?
Yes.
Pia had been working at the coffee house she owns in the town of Sturbridge when she got a message from police that there was a problem at home.
We came here, and there's no problem. It's completely gone. Completely gone. Just amazing.
In the years since then, the Rogers family has been living in Sturbridge in the inn where the coffee house is. The sound of espresso machines fills their days and evenings. Her son and daughter still commute to fourth grade and kindergarten 20 miles away in Munson, but the family will soon move into a house in neighboring Brimfield, which belonged to Pia's mother. Pia says the move is best for the family right now. Even though she vowed the day after the tornado that she would rebuild in Munson, a town she grew to love after her husband convinced her to move there from Eastern Mass. She's not ruled out rebuilding in Munson down the road, so she holds on to the property there, a completely empty lot, no bushes, no trees, just a pile of foundation stones and those old front steps.
You know, it still feels like home there, it's just no home.
From the coffee house, Pia still drives to Munson every day to get her mail from the mailbox on a post in front of the empty lot and to sit on those steps and read it.
You know, some people are going to be puzzled why you don't just get your mail here, where it would be a lot more convenient than a mailbox where there's no house and just a couple of granite steps in front of a vacant lot.
I guess I'm not ready to let go. I guess I'm mad that I was forced to go there, you know what I mean? And I fell in love with it, and now I can't. So that's my one tie to keep me there, I guess. I mean, to get my mail. It's what you do every day. You get your mail, right? I never realized it, but I'm not ready to let go.
She salvaged just a carload of storm-damaged belongings after the tornado. Still searches the dirt for a treasured ring lost in the storm. Still misses pieces of her past. Things like the cement handprints from her kids.
Their first haircuts, you know, their baby books, I don't have that stuff anymore. That's the stuff that really means the most.
Pia says she plans to bolt a safe to her new basement floor in Brimfield to hold important mementos. She wishes her marriage could feel so grounded. It's struggling under the stress of life and finances uprooted. And she acknowledges she's not quite as jovial after a year of experiencing the tornado's aftermath.
Yeah, it's a lot different. You know, I still have the, you know, life is too short thing. Don't worry about things. I'm so happy to be alive. I am so grateful to be alive. And it's just all the little things now. You know, finally we're getting into a house. And, you know, you think of the good side is you get all brand new stuff. But then you think when you get to the store, it's not fun buying all new stuff. It's overwhelming. I guess I'm tired, too. My brain is tired.
In what way? What's driven that?
Just thinking all the time. You're always constantly thinking, you know. It's the same thing that I was thinking about the day after storm. How did this happen? You still think about it. How did this happen? Technically, it could happen again.
Rogers says thankfully her kids have weathered the changes well. And she says some negative effects of losing her home to the tornado have turned into positives, including an 87-pound weight loss.
this is how it happened. We're digging through the stuff. You know, we weren't eating, so I started losing weight. You know, the stress started happening. And then I was like, oh, I'm starting to lose weight. Let's go for a run.
So she's continued running a few times a week, often when she returns to Bethany Road in Munson for her mail.
I have a lot more energy. I feel 20 years younger, so just keep going. Why not?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes.